Yeah, tell me about this organization now, this new
federation.
You started that? You were the person responsible for that?
Yes, it was me, and no one else started it. Well, during the 70s and 80s, there was this dichotomy between United States and Europe.
Right.
In not so much in clinical life as in scientific life.
Yeah.
And there was that rivalry. And there was also, and which was both false and right, I think. As I see this, is that the academic orientation, by and large, stem from Europe, with and followed with the emigrants, and but we feel now in Europe that we have lost the good academic traditions and social structures. We have it does sound we have thrown it out, not actively, of course, but we suffer now from lack of respect for knowledge as such, and structured knowledge of language, mathematics, technology, etc. So in our school systems, unfortunately, we have traded use of money for social temporary support, rather than solid academic type organization, education. That's my sense of the situation. Having said that, I would say that we have in so the there is the conditions for interaction in the pain field, education, research, etc., are different in the United States, which are wonderfully organized. I mean, the federal system versus the state system is functioning in a way, and it's wonderful. I mean, I know that because she was working with ISP, it was easy to work with 50 states in North America.
Yeah.
And you are organized, you call it a chapter now. You have different chapters, regional chapters from the beginning.
Yes.
And then you merge to one big chapter.
Correct.
Which is used to be half of ISP. Now it is one third of ISP.
Right.
So it's better balanced now.
Right.
But in Europe, we don't profit from such a joint venture.
Right.
And it's no question that we are a little bit envious for your effectiveness and your orderly way of organizing meetings. You have always people who are willing to spend their free time to help to organize things, and in Europe we don't have that. We have smaller units which are egocentric and perhaps in rivalry between themselves,
right,
about resources, and where you have the cultural differences, language barriers, so on. So there are.
So it's kind of an EEC view.
Yes, we need, and on the other hand, you can't expect ISP to consider the needs that the European diversities create.
Right.
And that is why I mean that we need a European forum.
Right.
It is not because we have the EEC, because that is for political future is in. That is a benefit.
Yeah.
Hopefully preventing more wars.
Right.
Which is the reason number one, I think.
Right.
There are needs for education and organizational forms in Europe which ISP will not meet. And therefore we need a European forum. And I also picked up during the 70s and 80s, other felt that the same. And I'm pretty sure that a European society, or pan society, would have appeared one day outside ISP, so to say. So my idea was that here we have, in this diversified assemblance of states in Europe, who sometimes fight each other and are very different, and here we have, thanks to ESP, one common thing in each country, and that is the chapter organization.
Right.
And to set up a separate pan society in Europe with fees, individual membership and fees, etc., it would be troublesome, it would take long time, and it might not be happy, and there could be several conquering initiatives, as I have experienced in neurology, because we have a European Society of Neurology and we have we have two different, and they are still fighting each other.
Yeah.
And they have difficulty in establishing good quality meetings, etc., both of them. So here we have this, to start with, one unitary organization. It's wonderful, it's for free.